told you somewhere he ain't leading. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. You need to go back there in the back and look. I'm putting sticks in the nest, praise the Lord. But I didn't leave you. I didn't leave you. I didn't leave you, praise the Lord. I made sure that everything was there. But you had to go and look for it this time. I didn't make the bag before I left, but I had the stuff for you to put in the bag. Saints, never give up. Never give up, saints. Everybody standing, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for coming in tonight, Lord. Father, give us the mind of not giving up, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Draw your people back, Father. Draw us back to you, Father. Draw us back to prayer, Father. Draw us back, praise the Lord, to studying our word and getting into our word, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the sick and the shed in, Lord. Maybe someone's sick tonight, Lord. In the midst and they're sick, Lord. But you say in your word, by your stripe, they are healed, Father. God, in the name of Jesus. Father, prepare, Lord God, for the shedding fast that coming, Lord. Prepare our mind, prepare our heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. At this time, praise the Lord, would it be anyone tonight that need a special touch from the Lord? It don't matter what it is. He's in the room. It may be a healing. It may be, praise the Lord. You just need prayer. We ask that you come. The altar is open right now. The altar is open right now. We ask that you come. Would it be anyone tonight? Anyone tonight?
You need. He's in the room. He's in
Hallelujah.
The room. He's in the room.
Hallelujah.
He's in the room. Our Father hears us. He's in the room. All fear is gone. There is one. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He's in the room.
He's in the room.
Come on.
He's in
the room. Let us all stand.
Our Father hears us.
This is the most holiest part of it all.
Oh, fear is gone.
You may not need prayer.
Whatever
you may have already got your prayer.
He's in the room. Whatever you need.
But stand for your sister.
He's in the room.
Your brother.
He's in the room.
The person that you told, I'm praying for you.
Our Father.
For those that ask you,
he's in
will you pray for me?
Oh,
are you praying for me? Let us join together with the speaker. He went before God to get this. Will there be another? Will there be another? This is the most important time. The Bible says in the old days, the angels would come down and once a year, they would come down and stir the water.
He's in the room.
And everybody that got in that water received their healing, received their need.
Victory's won.
Will there be another?
Whatever you need,
whatever you need.
He's in the room.
He's in the room. We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again, this same time next week. This ain't no ordinary. No, 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 no. The kind of service greater. The kind of service greater than the ordinary. So I'm gonna give them all I have. So I'm gonna give it all I have.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
All right, T, here we go. Because, see, we just want to let the devil know that the saints of the Most High God are making a come up. You see, no longer will we just accept these generational curses and demonic attacks. And we hereby shall notice that we're taking back our families and we're taking back our homes and churches. And you might as well get ready, devil, because we've come to take the city.
The time has come to take a stand, declare the truth to every man, yeah. The bell is rung, it's time to get it on. There's no more time for playing games. Get ready for change. God's about to do a new thing. He's coming through your dry places, sending light of rain. Get ready for change. God's about to rearrange things. He's raising up a nation that will not be afraid to take the stand.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, the preacher. the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, the Bible says that Moses sent out 12 spies. He said for you to go out and spy out the land and see how it is. Now it amazes me how 12 different men can go to the same place, see the same thing, and come back with conflicting reports. Ah, because the scripture says when Moses questioned the spies that he said that there were Hittites there, and there were Jebusites there, and there were Amorites there. They said the land was flowing with milk and honey, but there were just too many enemies. Ah, but I like what Caleb has to say, because the scripture says that Caleb had another spirit. He said, let us go over and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, we find that Moses goes off the scene, and it begins the Joshua generation. Ah, but God tells him one thing. He says that wherever your foot shall tread, I've given it to you as a possession. Oh, we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout now that God has given us the city.
So you can. if y'all feel like standing up, come on. I want you to know the blood rushes to the place that hurts the most. Are you living in chaos? And everything is going wrong. Is your heart hurting? It's getting hotter and hotter to pray. Are you beginning to wonder about the prayer of yesterday? Seems like the answer is never coming, and you're just barely hanging on. Rejoice, cause the blood rushes to the belief
that hurts the most.
Now listen to this. Jesus died and shed his blood one day on Calvary. He purchased my salvation out there upon that tree. He gave his life to set me free. Wait a minute. Jesus.
Desires of my heart. sometimes it's hard, but keep on waiting. Hallelujah. Keep on waiting on Jesus. He will come when you're wanting. Keep on waiting even though you're sick. Keep on waiting in your pain. Hallelujah. You might have to wait in your storms. Hey. You might have to
is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.